From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jim Hawk. Republican candidates have finished the season's eighth presidential debate, this time in New Hampshire, which will host the nation's first primary on Tuesday. Donald Trump returned to the stage after boycotting the last debate in Iowa. The billionaire businessman was sandwiched in between his two biggest rivals, Iowa caucus winner Ted Cruz and Florida Senator Marco Rubio, who finished a close third behind Trump. Earlier on Saturday, the current and former governors in the race were searching for a breakthrough in order to keep their campaigns alive. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
Former Florida Governor Jeb Bush spoke at a school in Bedford where one woman told him his family name is a deterrent.
The Bush thing, people are just going to have to get over it, all right? I am who I am.
A few miles away in Manchester, volunteers for Ohio Governor John Kasich worked the phones.
He's not running a negative campaign. Governor Kasich is running on his experience and his proven record of leadership, and I hope you'll join me in supporting John Kasich for president.
Meanwhile, New Jersey's Chris Christie held a rally in Bedford. All three are looking for support from mainstream Republicans and independents. Tuesday's vote could determine if their campaigns survive. Don Gagne, NPR News, Manchester.
North Korea is apparently one step closer to perfecting a long-range missile capable of reaching targets thousands of miles away. NPR's Elise Hu reports the North Korean government claims it planned to put a satellite into orbit.
So North Korea has launched a long-range rocket. It happened early Sunday morning, about 9 o'clock local time, according to South Korea's defense ministry. North Korea claims that this rocket will launch a satellite, but the United States and other experts in the international community believe that it is a covert test of a ballistic missile.
NPR's Elise Hu reporting. The launch Sunday follows North Korea's claim last month to have tested a hydrogen bomb. The European Union is debating a new and controversial plan to block migrants and refugees from entering Europe from Greece. Terry Schultz reports the EU is looking to secure the border in non-EU state Macedonia against the wishes of its member state Greece.
EU governments are considering sending border guards and soldiers to Macedonia amid longstanding frustration with Greece's inability to block migrants and refugees from getting into Europe. Greece has complained that will basically lock refugees into its territory. But Hungarian Foreign Minister Peter Szijjártó says the other EU countries that make up the so-called Schengen zone or passport-free travel area don't have a choice.
If Greece is not ready or able to protect the Schengen zone and doesn't accept any assistance from the European Union, then we need another defense line.
More than 850,000 people entered the EU through Greece last year. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
You're listening to NPR News in Washington. The death toll in an earthquake in southern Taiwan now stands at 18, with dozens still missing. The shallow magnitude 6.4 earthquake struck about 4 a.m. Saturday. Hundreds of Taiwanese rescuers swarmed over a collapsed apartment tower on Sunday, more than 24 hours after an earthquake toppled the 17-story building. The committee advising the Pope on how to fight pedophilia in the church has lost a prominent member. As NPR's Camelia Domanowski reports, Peter Saunders is an abuse survivor and a high-profile advocate.
Peter Saunders has sharply criticized the Vatican for failing to prevent or punish sexual abuse of children, and he's called for the resignation of prominent church figures. Saunders was one of two abuse survivors on the commission advising the Pope. Last February, after the group's first full meeting, the British advocate said the church protected far too many abusive priests.
This has got to be consigned to history very, very quickly. And if in a year or two there isn't some firm action on those matters, then I don't think I'll be sitting here talking to you.
Today, the commission announced it had been decided Saunders would take a leave of absence. Camila Domanowski, NPR News.
A radioactive material has been detected in the groundwater below a nuclear power plant north of New York City. Governor Andrew Cuomo says water contaminated by tritium leaked into the groundwater at the Indian Point Energy Center. Officials say the contamination has remained contained on the site, and there's no risk to the public. I'm Jim Hawk, NPR News in Washington.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.